FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. And today, stepping up to the plate, is Sam Linsell of Drizzle and Dip. She's a food stylist, photographer and a cookbook author. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Thanks so much for having me, Jenny. It's so lovely to be here.
Some people say that a Sauvignon Blanc pairs well with a dish like a sweet and sour plum tart. Now, what would you have to say about that?
The plum seems a little bit of a stretch for me because I think there's almost too much acidity going on with a plum. And also the sweetness potentially is going to conflict with it. So for me, the jury's out. But it's something I would definitely be prepared to try. I think if the plum was slightly unripe and in a salad with burrata, like a soft mozzarella, or with a whipped ricotta or something like that, or a goat cheese, that could potentially work, I think.
So you'd be pairing it more to the cheese than the actual, to the plum?
Yes, well, the plum could act more as like the replacement of a tomato.
Mm.
You know, if it's not too sweet, if the plum is in its early stage of ripeness, it can give you that nice acidity that is actually quite lovely in a salad.
Sounds good. And what would you pair Sauvignon Blanc with? What sort
so
of dishes?
For me, I think the classic pairing would be oysters. I mean, just in terms of simplicity. Sauvignon Blanc goes so well with oysters.
Just
perfectly juicy oysters. I wouldn't even dress them with anything particular other than just whatever you felt like was favorite. I love to enjoy Sauvignon Blanc with seafood.
And a good sunset.
Especially in South African Sauvignon Blancs. And possibly even seafood cooked over the coals, you know, like a yellowtail or possibly even a snook.
Sounds good.
Smoky flavor and a nice, almost gamey fish is delicious. And then in terms of cheeses, I think goat cheese is lovely. So I think it's a perfect cheese, like a goat cheese tart with caramelized onion and would be perfect with a dash of thyme. It would go so well with the Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, you're getting my appetite up for that. And Sam, just in terms of generally, what are you cooking with at the moment? It's autumn, we've got beautiful figs, all sorts of wonderful produce is taking its place on the stage. What are your favorites at the moment?
Yes, it's a funny time of year because it's kind of ushering out all the stone fruits, which is always a little bit sad, and the citrus hasn't quite come in yet. But we've got apples and figs and quince and pomegranates, so it's quite sort of voluptuous fruit. Figs are fantastic, and I love figs. So I recently roasted some figs with a drizzle of balsamic and thyme, and I popped that onto a tartine with some blue cheese and whipped ricotta and prosciutto. So the saltiness and the sweetness, and then I drizzled a whole lot of honey over that. So it teeters somewhere between savory and sweet, but truly delicious. So figs are just lovely in that. They've got a little bit of a meaty flavor profile.
And they are so versatile. One can eat them sweet, savory, on their own. They are just delicious.
Yes, and lovely when they're just slightly baked and then served with some sort of a cheese. Cheeses and figs are just brilliant together. So I'm loving that. And pomegranates I've been scattering over some of my salads. But more robust salad, I made it for Touche recently, which is a Middle Eastern chopped salad that uses pita as croutons. A little bit more robust. I think we're kind of moving away from the very light, leafy green salads of summer as we're heading towards winter, and something a little bit more robust and hearty.
Can't wait for those winter dishes. And what do you get excited about? As it gets colder and you start to add a layer, what do you get excited about with winter?
I absolutely love autumn and winter and going into winter because I don't handle the heat very well. So I think it's just lighting the first few fires of the season and cozying up with red wine, makes the fire. And the type of food I'd make would be things like ossobucos, bourguignon, beef bourguignon, and sort of hearty dishes like that. Slow braised dishes just require a lot of time and hands of cooking in the oven and lots of fire time is really kind of what I start looking forward to the most about winter.
And we always say time is the best ingredient. But we also need to know, of course, so when you are setting that fireside scene and those robust dishes are cooking in the background, what music will be playing?
So I love my Spotify playlist, which I have a variety of. And I sort of take from other people. I tend to just find playlists that I really like and then choose according to my mood, something quite laid back. And then the algorithm actually, after you've been on Spotify for quite a while, the algorithm starts picking out songs for your sort of daily mixes, and then you actually land up discovering quite a lot of new music. So at the moment, it's a little bit random, but it's kind of like, it's a wonderful thing to have someone else thinking about it for you. You know, you have to choose your own.
Well, random is good. So a little bit of versatility with your ingredients in the kitchen and music, it all works so well. So,
yes.
Sam, we just wish you well, and thanks for all that wonderful inspiration.
Divine. Thank you so much, Jenny.
That was Sam Linsell of Drizzle and Dip. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to download, print and share. And for more ideas, look at Drizzle and Dip. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.